Strange Adventure. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien stood on the stage and peeked through the curtains of the Martinville Civic Auditorium. A proud grin brushed across his face. Yes, in 5 minutes, the great Gusto would appear with his astounding display of magic. However, the sheriff's glow of success was interrupted by Gusto, who was frantically clutching his arm.
Monsieur, I cannot perform tonight. My assistant is sick. But, well, no, wait a minute. You've got to go on. I'll be your assistant.
It's impossible, monsieur, because in my greatest illusion, the assistant must hide behind a small box.
No, you're too big. There's no room for you.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'll fix everything. You go get ready to open the show.
Patrick dashed through the stage exit and around to the front of the building where John Friday was presiding over the ticket booth.
John, hurry. Come, get that stage with me.
But, Patrick, I'm needed here at the door.
No, you're not no more. Go on backstage there, and you do just as the great Gusto tells you to.
So, John Friday was instructed in his job for this particular act of legerdemain. Then he cramped himself into a narrow space behind a box just before the curtain was raised. Then the great Gusto brought a duck and chicken on stage. He made a few passes over the birds, picked up a hatchet, and chopped. Two heads fell onto the stage. He then tossed the guillotine fowls into the small box behind which John Friday crouched. The audience was tense. Not a breath was exhaled. John Friday reached into the small opening in the back of the box. The bird's real heads were held sideways by a painless wire frame. The magician had merely lopped off a pair of false heads. There wasn't time to remove the delicate wire frames, so John was to put a duplicate pair of dummy heads in place. The great Gusto then waved his arms impressively and said the magic words,
"Alakazam!"
And the two birds hopped out, helped by the hidden hand of John Friday. But something had gone wrong. The audience roared with laughter. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien roared at the bewildered little man.
"I don't have the wish to know, the wish to know. You ruin the show, you ruin my show, you little... I ought to lock you up."
The great Gusto rushed up to John Friday's assistance.
"Oh, Monsieur Sheriff, please, Monsieur. Oh, maman. You leave him alone. Listen to those people out front, Monsieur. They're still applauding. They're still shouting. Oh, this young man has turned my greatest illusion into a miracle. A miracle, do you hear me? He has given it the extra punch that this act has always, always needed."
Then, for the first time, John Friday understood the reason for the excitement. John Friday looked at the stage where the two birds were still hopping around. But the chicken was wearing a duck's head, and the duck, yes, was quacking through a chicken's head. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Haunted Ship, our next tale of Strange Adventure.